Many schools have recently been adding arts integration and experiential learning to their educational mix, but the Waldorf educational system has been doing it for nearly a century. A Waldorf education is designed to teach the whole child. It focuses on the individual. Started by German philosopher Rudolf Steiner in 1919, this teaching approach was partly a response to the times. Local Waldorf board member Margaret Runyon explains.
This was in the wake of World War I, and there was profound concern that something like that never happen again. So there was a lot of soul-seeking all over Europe, but especially in Germany, and how do we provide a healing education for the future?
Waldorf classes are hands-on and collaborative. Children are encouraged to engage with one another, to create projects together. Their work is their play. But a pivotal aspect of the school is not who attends, but who leads. Runyon says that if she had to give a one-word answer to what makes Waldorf unique, it would be the teacher.
Young children learn imitatively, but they also seek a loving authority. So what does that teacher bring from inside? Not just content-wise, but who are they? Is that teacher someone who is engaged and interested in the world and has joy? That's what's conveyed to the children on a very deep level.
Jenny Kaczmarek chose the Waldorf School for her two sons after hearing a talk by Waldorf educator Torin Fencer.
And he spoke a great deal about teachers and about this concept of school being a place where children learn not only their ABCs and their numbers, but also how to be citizens of the world. And that really spoke to my husband and I, that we really felt like that's the kind of place that we want to be. We want to be in that kind of a community with other parents who value raising our children to be responsible citizens, to be strong individuals who can speak their mind, who can think for themselves, and also people who can collaborate with others in the world to come up with solutions.
Others seem to agree. Waldorf education is growing exponentially across the globe, even in places like China that have traditionally favored a more traditional school system. Lead teachers generally stay with the same students all the way from first through eighth grades. And you won't see leap tests or laptops in a Waldorf classroom. Here's Margaret.
The ideal for Waldorf is that the children not be subjected to standardized testing. Evaluations are done through written reports. And there are definitely developmental goals that are established and striven for. But standardized testing is really a very not Waldorf thing.
The Waldorf system may be anchored in the past, but Runyon, for one, believes that hands-on learning and letting kids be kids is crucial in a competitive world.
I think if you look again at the natural world, I mean, we've been kind of brainwashed with this Darwinian competition thing. We've got to flip the script on this a little bit. We have to understand that there is a different way to work.
Yeah. It's global, and this concept of children needing to learn how to work together, work across differences, that's universal.
Read more about the Waldorf School and its teachings at WWNO.org or at NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.